As you heard, we're going to talk about a couple of subjects. The first one is 101, and I saw from your program that you've already had a whole panel on the recent developments in 101, and so I'm not going to give you the whole, what I'm going to try and focus on are what has happened with respect to patentability at the ITC. And obviously the statute you've probably looked at, I'm sure, and studied. There are the judicial exceptions, which all the Supreme Court decisions from Bilski to Mayo to Alice keep talking about, the laws of nature, natural phenomena, and abstract ideas. And as we know, there's been a string of decisions from Bilski through Alice that have led to this formalized test in Alice, the two steps that we're all familiar with. Is it an abstract idea? Are the claims directed to an abstract idea? And if so, do the claims have an inventive concept or something that would transform them beyond the abstract idea? What's interesting is, and I think you all know and probably have discussed at this program or earlier, that you know, there have been now hundreds of decisions in the district courts in which patentability has been raised since Alice. I don't have the statistics in front of me, but I have seen some recently, and it's a very high, as you know, success rate for challenging patents in district court on 101 grounds. I think it's on the order of 70 or 80%. It's quite high. By contrast, in the ITC, and maybe we can talk about why this is,